Last week we had a technical glitch that we did not even know about, so we were not on the air, but we'll definitely make it up to you this week. We have a special guest. Her name is Penny Cox, and she will be with us the entire show, weighing in, but she also has, you know, unique experiences that we'll be discussing that I think will resonate with a lot of women out there. So
let's give her a hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And welcome.
Hey. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so Penny Cox, can you tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of, you know, what your style and what you like? And if you have some people you want to say hey to, you can do that as well.
Oh, that's a great thing. I want to give a shout out to Delta Sigma Theta for their 100-year centennial. Yay!
Woo-hoo! All right.
All my sororas out there. I do have some unique things about my hair I want to talk about. Well, first thing about me is I am a teacher. I've been teaching for about 16 years, and I need to get out of the house in a hurry. So I do rock a weave. I've been wearing a weave for about, I would say, about 7 years. A little give or take, about 7 years. And I've had all type of experiences with weave. I've had good weave. I've had bad weave. I've had short hair. I've had long hair. So I've been through the realm of the black woman's experience with hair.
Yeah, you know, I know a little bit about that because I've been knowing you for a very long time.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I know that when we first met, you weren't rocking a weave.
That's,
I mean,
right.
You know, so you had your natural hair.
That's,
well,
right.
It wasn't natural, but you had your own hair.
Yeah, it was my own hair. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen, you know, the problems that you have. So I think, you know, the listeners would be really interested in that. But before we go into that, I want to talk to Miss Yada.
Yes.
Over here, because last time, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. we were talking about you thinking about getting rid of your locks.
Yes.
And so I'm looking at Miss Yada now, and it's funny because I've always thought that you need to cut locks out, and Miss Yada got hair on her head.
Yes.
So she has picked apart those locks. So can you tell us about what motivated you to do that?
Well, it's two things. Usually, I will reinvent myself and over the time of 7 years because I just like to, you know, do things like that. And when you have locks, they are locked. So you can do some things with them, but you can't do stuff like real ponytails and things like that. And I wanted a change, a overall change, but with the hair, really. People are starting to get used to it. I was up getting ready to go to Walgreens yesterday, and I was like, hey, Ty, hey, Ty, hey, Ty. And he didn't even know who I was. And he was like, you cut your hair. So, yeah, my husband kind of likes it, but I know that he wished that I would have kept my locks. But I just want to have the freedom to do other things.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely liking it. And
thank you.
And you're definitely an inspiration for those who have locks, who think they just got to cut all of it out. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it probably takes a whole lot of patience.
But what I would say, if I would have, it's best that you go to the salon and let somebody take them down, and there'll be more than one, so they can take it down easier and it can come loose quicker. So.
All right. So mm-hmm. can you share a little bit of information about how long it actually took you to take it down?
It took me 3 days and three nights.
And how long were you working on it, those 3 days and three nights? Was that continuously?
Yes.
Did you do it yourself or did you have someone else?
Yes, I did it myself.
Even the back?
Even the back.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll grow.
It'll grow?
Yeah.
Well, of
course
it will. Of course it will.
So.
Yeah. I know last time we talked, you weren't sure what you wanted to do, if you wanted to keep it in this natural curly state mm-hmm. or if you wanted to, get a relaxer. So I'll be real curious as to, you know, what you decide to do.
Well, what I want to do, I want to get some, what do they call those? I want some little twist throughout my hair. And then after that, I want to have a latch weave.
Okay.
Because I really like that. It makes the hair grow and it's big and it's really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's in the circle. And I actually did two of them this past weekend. So, and that turned out nice as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, more to come on, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot. You're going to see a whole lot of different yadas.
I love it. I think change is great. I mean, you know,
yes.
it gives you a chance to experience, you know, and mm-hmm. kind of, you know, play around with life and, you know, how people respond to
yeah,
it.
And then so people great. Don't recognize you and you be like, hey.